Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerter, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She will update us on Japanese encephalitis virus.
Yes, Japanese encephalitis virus, or JEV as commonly referred, is a virus that's maintained in a normal life cycle between water birds and mosquitoes. And so that has been the species that it typically cycles in. JEV can roll over or spread into pigs, horses, and humans. So it is certainly a disease that we want to have on our radar from a swine health perspective and understand how to prevent. JEV is a disease that is not currently in the United States and has never been detected in the US. It is a virus that's maintained in areas in Southeast Asia, of course, in Japan, and then most recently in 2022, we saw the virus expand into areas of Australia that had previously been negative. So when we think about Japanese encephalitis virus as a potential risk to U.S. pork producers and U.S. swine health, we wanted to learn from the Australian experience in 2022 and beyond to understand how they mitigated JEV, how they responded to JEV, how they contained it. A brief update on the outbreak in 2022 is that we saw over 80 herds affected in Australia with JEV during this outbreak. The clinical signs that it can cause primarily are seen on sow farms. You don't see clinical signs in the adult animals, but you can see reproductive outcomes. This may look like abortions, delayed farrowing, mummified fetuses, shaker or weak piglets with poor survival. It can affect a big proportion of the litter, or it can affect just one to two litters within the herd. We also learned from the Australian experience that the duration of clinical signs can vary between one day to 10 weeks. We certainly want to keep JEV on our radar if there is any increase in reproductive outcomes on sow farms. So if you think about the number one clinical sign that they saw during their Japanese encephalitis virus outbreak, it was an increase in mummified fetuses, something that we want to keep an eye out. They also saw subcutaneous edema or fluid around the piglets once they were born, or potential joint abnormalities. Again, something we want to keep an eye on. What we saw for the Japanese encephalitis virus outbreak in 2023 and 2024 in Australia is that they did not have any cases in their swine herds. So the virus was maintained in the mosquitoes, but it did not affect their sow farms. Then we saw a reintroduction of JEV impacting sow farms in February of 2025, with the overall season of 2025 having about 20 herds affected. This is significant because we know that once a virus is introduced and infects the mosquito populations in a country, it is very difficult to eliminate the virus. A couple of the things that the Swine Health Information Center is doing is, of course, learning from the Australian outbreak, thinking about high-risk areas for potential introduction. A recent risk assessment that the Swine Health Information Center funded showed that the southern states between Texas and North Carolina were likely the highest risk for a JEV incursion, not only because of the shipments that come in through areas that are impacted by JEV, but we think about infected adult mosquitoes on those cargo ships, potential eggs and larvae, and tires, again, in those seaports and airports that receive materials from countries impacted by JEV. We need to stay vigilant, maintain evaluation on sow farms, of course, and report any suspect cases if there are reproductive outcomes. We'll do everything we can to try and prevent JEV entry into the U.S. swine herd.